Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. We reserve this time on Thursdays for you to just kind of ask us questions. Maybe it's relationship problems. Maybe it's an issue that you have that you just need kind of an unbiased opinion.
Yeah, we're not experts, but we have microphones and we have smart people to listen.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Matt, what is going on?
So the whole, short version is that my girlfriend is mad at me, and this is a second time that this has happened.
Oh, okay.
So she is on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I'll surf through there a lot, just looking at stuff, and she saw that I liked my sister's Instagram post and not hers. But I mean, you know, it's my sister's Instagram post, so I liked it. Well, my girlfriend completely lost it on me.
Got mad at you.
Oh, completely, like, just went off. Said that I was being unsupportive of her, said that I was being unsupportive of our relationship. When I don't like her pictures, that makes me unsupportive, is basically what she's saying.
Wow.
She takes it really personally, like, just for, it's Instagram. Like, I don't really think about things like that. I'm flipping through, and if I like a picture, I'll like it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we wound up having this really big fight. And like I said, Instagram, like, over stupid Instagram.
Right.
And it got heated, and I called her a shallow teenager.
Oh no.
Okay.
So that didn't go over well.
She feels even more insulted, and just completely has stopped talking to me.
Okay. Have you attempted to reconcile?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I have apologized profusely. I've said I'm sorry many, many times. And
nothing yet? Not helping?
Nothing. I've bought her flowers. I tried to do, hey, let's go out to your favorite restaurant, this and that. And I've tried to kind of move the situation on, but she's, like, still mad at me for not liking her post.
Wow.
Are you doing this on purpose?
No. That's the thing. Like I said, I don't think about these things. I literally just, if I see something like, plus it was my sister. So I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, it's something funny.
You didn't think about it.
How long have you been dating?
Right.
How long have you been seeing her?
We've been dating for a little under 6 months.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you what your friends thought, or had you, I mean, I'm sure you've asked people other than us, right?
Oh, yeah, well, and that's a lot of my friends, every time we hang out and she's not around, they're always like, why do you put up with this? You don't need to be with her. You need to just break up with her and go out with somebody else. So they're not really supportive of the relationship.
I tend to agree a little bit, just because I think she's making a real huge deal about something very small. How would she deal with major issues that might come up down the line?
Well, Instagram's pretty important, Kelly.
Okay.
Instagram's pretty important. Matt, we're getting a bunch of text messages already. 502-571-9970. If you want to hang out, maybe we can toss out what other people are suggesting you do, and hopefully we can help you out, man.
Sure, that'd be cool.
Perry texts in and says, whoa, under 6 months, I'd call it quits and go to the club. All right. Ava.
Go to the club.
Ava texts in and says, why don't you just go like every post of hers that you haven't already?
Yeah, be obnoxious about it.
Mandy says, well, she is shallow, all caps. It's social media, for crying out loud. That's break up with her. She's immature idiot.
Wow.
Well, then.
You know what? I love the fact that our listeners have zero chill. They're like cut and dry. This is the answer. Walk away.
All right. Jessica says, wow, this chick sounds like she's got major insecurity issues. She also sounds very vain and does this, and this kind of sounds like a teenager. So I don't know.
I tend to think that's, I like, this is not a big deal. And I feel like, really, if they ever get faced with, like, real dramatic issues, like, she's not going to deal well with that.
This text, dude, if you want to be with her, set a reminder to intentionally seek out one of her posts every day to like. It won't kill you to do that.
Wow. So they're like, oh, hey, just a little effort.
Yeah, I was going to say, Matt, Why don't you look at yourself? Oh. Why aren't you liking her Instagram post?
Set a reminder to look at her Instagram.
Could you imagine if that pops up on his phone right in front of her? Like, boop.
I would immediately roll my eyes.
Like Becky's Instagram post. Oh my. Anyways, 502-571-9970 or social media at Ben and Kelly Show.
You're in a meeting. Hang on, boss. I have to like my girlfriend's Instagram post.
Free therapy. Matt called in. Had a girlfriend problem. He doesn't like her Instagram posts frequently enough.
Well, yeah, he didn't think about it, but he apparently did happen to like his sister's posts. She got super mad. He called her a shallow teenager. That didn't help.
Yeah, so, and things are 6 months into this relationship, and his friends are like, yo, dude, you got to cut this girl out. Melina texts in and says, wait, it depends. What was the Instagram post?
Oh, she needs to know the content.
If it was something important that he should have liked, then that's one thing. If it was a selfie or food post, shallow. So if it was just a picture of her hamburger, then it's like, why didn't you like my picture of my hamburger? Okay. But if it was like a picture of maybe her baby niece that was just born, and she was like, oh my God, it's me with my niece.
Literally, the possibilities are endless with what she was posting. But if we have learned anything from just what Matt has given us about her, I don't think it was that monumental.
Another text, if I roll my eyes any harder, I will give myself an aneurysm. That's me. Careful.
That's me, too. That's me, totally.
He needs to break up with that child and give her something to really be upset about.
Ooh, man. Yeah, aggressive. We got a lot of people chiming in on Facebook, too.
All right.
Jeannie says, maybe she wasn't feeling the relationship anymore, and this was her way out. Ooh. Scott had a little emoji of a guy running and said, run. If she's mad at this crap, she'll be insane about other stuff. Carrie says, no, she does not. She is acting like a shallow teenager.
Oh.
Jen, this is a bit excessive on her part. She cray. Susanna.
She cray.
Susanna, I can't even.
All right.
Yeah, so I think the majority of people chiming in think that this is a little on the childish side.
I am actually going to
stop. Wait.
Melina?
Easy.
I need to know what kind of Instagram post it was. That's the thing. I need to know what Instagram post it was. If it was and I'm going to even go one further and say if it was, she said if it was food it's shallow. I'm going to say if it was really good food, then maybe that's important.
Shut your face right now. Listen, we got a text message. Jamie, I just want to stab my eyes out with a fork listening to this. Get her out of here. Kick her to the beach door.
All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram. Yeah, we're there too, at Ben and Kelly Show.
But you better like it first.
or text message 502-571-997.